teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody searching.
Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Good morning to you, a little Whitney Houston as we finish out the show today. And the reason I picked that song, because the ladies in the house said, this is the song, this is the song. I said, we have a kids song for the children. And our friends from Ready Kids said, I believe the children, Whitney Houston. It's such a beautiful song, and I've forgotten about that one. So today I'm so happy to have with me, I've got Christy Craig here, who's the executive director, and
Lori Oswald.
Lori Oswald is here, and what is your role, Lori?
Development manager.
Development manager. Okay, so we've got both of them here with Ready Kids. You know, some folks may have heard of you, but they really don't know who you are and what you do. So Christy, maybe we'll start off with you to just talk about the organization, how you got formed, and what are some of the services you provide. And then we've got a lot of events to talk about, too. We'll get to those.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Meg. We are thrilled to be here. Ready Kids is a local nonprofit right here in the Pensacola community, and our entire mission is to help children get ready for kindergarten. In Escambia County, unfortunately, more than half of our children started school not ready last year, and it's a trend that we've seen for several years, and our mission is just entirely to wrap our arms around our community, around our children, and around our families to provide them with hands-on resources, one-on-one mentoring, books for their home, support for their families, resources for their teachers to ensure that every child is prepared for day one of kindergarten and beyond.
Wow. Just a little task.
just a very small task. Yes, definitely. I think we like to say we're changing the world one child at a time.
Wow. So there's a lot to it. And you do have a website.
We do. ReadyKidsFL.org. Funny story. Although our name is Ready Kids exclamation point, people love to say, oh, Ready Kids Florida. And we're like, no, we really are just Ready Kids. We are the one and the only. But domain issues can be a real pain,
yes,
you know?
Yes, yes. So what is it again?
ReadyKidsFL.org.
Okay.
And that mirrors all of our social media as well. So people can learn about us from our website, on Facebook, on Instagram, on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. And we make it easy. ReadyKidsFL. You can even email us there. So
awesome.
It's the same for everything.
Okay. Well, so there's a lot on the plate. So we want to be sure we get to everything this morning. So let's get started. What's coming up?
So we have our annual Read Across Pensacola Day coming up on March 28th.
Okay.
This is a free, family-friendly event, really to showcase and highlight our love of reading, and really, really ignite that love to all of the community and the children that we serve.
Wow.
This year we're holding it at Museum Plaza in downtown Pensacola. It's a wonderful outdoor space, lots of room.
Mm-hmm.
The hours are from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay. And this is March 28th?
March 28th.
So that's next Saturday.
That's
it's coming
correct.
Up quick.
It
okay.
is coming up quick, yes. We'll have a lot of activities and games and prizes, giveaways. We'll have a story time area where we have guest readers come out and children can sit and listen to a story. We'll have those two or three times during the event.
Uh-huh.
We have lots of community partners coming and handing out giveaways to everyone, resources as well. We'll have some fun games. We'll have themed characters coming and walking around and interacting with all the children. We'll also have some hands-on story time activities for these children. So it's a great day. It's a great fun thing to do on the weekend with your family. Just stop by, come by and visit us and say hello, and we'll have music and all kinds
of things. Sounds like fun. Okay, so the hours, time, and place one more time. Okay, somebody was listening. Now, when is that again?
Yep, so Read Across Pensacola Day Extravaganza is coming up on Saturday, March 28th. Join us between the hours of 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Come and go as you please in the heart of downtown outside at Museum Plaza, 300 South Tarragona Street.
You can't miss it.
And
it
you should cannot be, miss it.
And this time of year, the weather will be beautiful. I'm just going to predict right now that weekend's going to be great.
We've been looking at the weather, and I think the last time I checked, it was a high of 76 degrees and beautiful. Sunny. I think that it is going to be the most phenomenal weather that we could have asked for. It's a perfect day to be outside. Not too hot, certainly not too cold. I know everybody is in their sweaters
today. I know.
Today.
Yes. What do I wear? What do I wear? Exactly. I dig this out of the closet. I already put everything away, so I was like, to get it out of the closet.
That's I know. Yep. But one of the things that we love, you heard Lori say it, is at Ready Kids, we're all about supporting children in their earliest academic year. And the most important foundation to school readiness is truly that literacy component. We know that as children prepare to become, you know, future learners and future leaders, that everything starts with being able to read. And so March is National Reading Month.
Is it?
It is.
I did not know that.
National Reading Month. It corresponds with Dr. Seuss Day, which is on March 2nd, because that was Dr. Seuss's birthday. So we've got Read Across America and National Reading Month all happening throughout the month of March. And so that's why Ready Kids, it's like March is the month to do this. We are so excited to celebrate, put books into the hands of every single child who comes to the event.
Okay.
And as Lori mentioned, we actually have about 30 different local agencies, partners, businesses that are coming out. So it's not just literacy.
Mm-hmm.
That is the biggest component, but you can come out and you can hear from Florida Blue, you can hear from Penn Air, you can hear from Community Bank. You can learn all of these resources that are available to you. So there's something for the children and something for the families.
That sounds amazing. So this is going to be the event coming up on March 28th, and it is called
Read Across Pensacola Day.
Yes.
Extravaganza.
Yes.
Yes. Sorry, Lori and I were like teaming up for that one.
I know.
That's why I didn't want to say it, because I was like, oh, they got this down. Read Across Pensacola Extravaganza.
Extravaganza.
I would love to give a shout out to all of our amazing sponsors.
Oh, please.
We could not have this event without them.
Mm-hmm.
We have two presenting sponsors, which is Penn Air Credit Union, as well as Cardozo Law.
Okay.
We also have Fasig Brooks Law Offices, Nemours Children's Health, Taylor Warren, Widener, Hancock & Barnes, PA, and Community Bank. And, of course, we couldn't do this without Baptist Healthcare. They are our book sponsor, so they
Fantastic.
Help us with all of these amazing books that we're going to be handing out to every single child who attends that
Oh, center. That's great. So hats off to the sponsors. We couldn't do it without you.
Absolutely.
Right.
All right, we're going to hear more about Ready Kids and some of the things they have coming up. And, of course, if you have a question, that's what it's all about. They're our expert panel today on Ready Kids and reading education for kids in Pensacola. So 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you. This is Pep Talk. Be back in a minute. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our experts are here from Ready Kids Pensacola. Got a couple of really exciting events coming up. Read Across Pensacola Extravaganza is coming up, which will be a lot of fun. That's going to be happening on March 28th. But there's more. So, Christy.
There is more. There is always something fun happening at Ready Kids. You heard Meg share that we've got Read Across Pensacola Day Extravaganza coming up on Saturday, March 28th at Museum Plaza. Free event for families and kids to get resources and books and fun activities and crafts and enjoy this beautiful weather that we've got happening. We also have a fundraiser coming up called Hogfest.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. It's right around the corner on Saturday.
Why do I have the feeling that's not about pigs?
You know what? You're right. You're right on the money there.
Lived in the South a little long, too.
That's right.
Yes, exactly. It is a motorcycle fun, friendly event, and it is a fundraiser that benefits Ready Kids and Escambia County Public Schools Foundation. So this event is entirely for our local children and our local students. It is such a blast. I know that like some people like hear motorcycles and they're like, that's not my scene.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what happens at this event. They have an entire space packed out with local food vendors, all you can drink, lots of different drink choices to choose from, music, live auction, silent auction, raffles, and the big ticket item
Uh-oh.
Is that with your ticket, it admits two people, $120. It also puts you into the reverse raffle to win either a brand new Harley-Davidson motorcycle, or if motorcycles aren't your thing, $10,000 cash.
Ooh.
Yeah, very exciting. Very exciting.
Wow. And so when is this?
This is coming up.
Got my interest. When is this?
Right. Hogfest is coming up on Saturday, April 11th, and it only allows 600 people to come and buy a ticket. Mm-hmm. So you have got a very strong chance of winning that $10,000 cash or the motorcycle. Again, winner's choice. But $120 admits two people for a dozen different food offerings, all you can drink all night long, date night, hello, like, where are you going to get all you can eat, all you can drink, live music, dancing, silent auction, live auction, raffles, and a chance to win $10,000.
I need to sign up for this.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I have got tickets. If you are interested, you can reach out to me directly. You can give me a call or a text message on my cell phone, 850-380-3652. You can go to our website, readykidsfl.org, and just click contact us, and we can hook you up with tickets. The great thing is the ticket is directly to you, and come out and enjoy a night of a lot of fun, a lot of games, a lot of prizes, a lot of good things happening. Again, entirely supporting local students through Ready Kids and Escambia County Public Schools Foundation.
Wow, two great organizations. That sounds like a blast. Yeah. So it's not too late. You're not sold out, but you need to get those tickets now because you probably will be sold out.
Yes, we sell out every single year.
Okay. Heads up, everybody. You heard it first on News Radio 92.3. Yeah. And Pep Talk. So if you have any questions about Ready Kids or maybe one of their upcoming events, you can text that in at 850-437-1620. So we have this month is Reading Month in March.
Yep. National Reading Month, and I did want to mention that Northeast Pensacola Sertoma is the one who puts on Hogfest for us every single year. These are an incredible group of guys doing such good work for our community, so I would be remiss not to give them a shout-out for all of the behind-the-scenes they do to make Hogfest happen. But Ready Kids, local nonprofit supporting children on their path to kindergarten readiness. We've got Read Across Pensacola Day Extravaganza happening on March 28th downtown at Museum Plaza. Hogfest happening on Saturday, April 11th at the Pensacola Harley-Davidson store. Tickets are on sale, $120, admits two, and gets you into that prize drawing for either a brand new Harley-Davidson motorcycle or $10,000 cash.
Gosh, wow, that's a great prize. It I sure know there's going to be people signing up for that for sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, and what's your website again? Because all this information is on the website, correct?
Yes. It sure is.
Okay.
It sure is. It's readykidsfl.org.
Okay. And then do y'all have social media sites as well?
We do. We have a Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
And it is just Ready Kids.
Okay.
FL. Sorry. We've got to add that FL in
the
there.
FL. Okay. Ready Kids FL. So
we
you can
do.
Find you on Facebook.
Yes. And yep. You'll see we've been promoting it on there and you'll find
I've
information
seen it.
About.
I
yes.
That.
You'll find out information about Read Across Pensacola Day as well as mm-hmm. Hogfest.
Absolutely.
So it's really wonderful because you have so many resources that you can put people in touch with. And so at the moment you don't provide services yourselves, but you are a tremendous link to those services. So if there is a parent listening and thinking, gosh, I really need to help my child, do you have some resources and organizations you work with?
We do, absolutely. I mean, there are so many out there that are available to help children with different homework tips. And one of our favorites is actually Rising Minds Learning.
Mm-hmm.
They offer tutoring, and they're incredible. We work with Boys and Girls Club. We work with Children's Home Society. There are just a lot of great resources in our community. And, of course, people can contact us directly. We've got, different apps and whatnot that we can share with people. But again, you can find that when you visit us online at readykidsfl.org or find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all at readykidsfl.
Okay, we've got a couple minutes here. What else do we want to mention that we haven't talked about this morning?
We want to talk about our Reading Pals program. So it's true that while you can't come directly to Ready Kids to get those hands-on services. We are in our local schools doing the work that matters most where students need us most. So Reading Pals is our volunteer-based pre-K mentoring program. We have about 250 children in our program this year across
wow.
8 schools, 16 classrooms, who get one-on-one individualized support from a caring adult mentor every single week. And although the school year is nearly up, right now is a great time for a new volunteer to join us because we do have some students who might have started a little bit later. And if a volunteer joins us now, we've got about 6 weeks left of the program year, and it gives you as a mentor, a volunteer mentor, a great taste of what our program's all about. As soon as you experience it, you're going to fall in love with it. You get the whole summer to think about it and decide if you want to come back for the next school year. Mm-hmm. But these children, even in just 6 to 8 weeks, are going to gain so much. You're going to fall in love with it, and it makes such a difference for our youngest learners from some of our higher need schools.
I love that, and I think it'd be such a gratifying experience, especially for maybe people who are retired or people who possibly have a little extra time on their hands, and then also kid not being alone and then get a chance to help a child. It's really awesome.
Definitely. Lori's actually a site coordinator.
I am a site coordinator for one of the elementary schools, and you know, I think it's important to relay that it's only 45 minutes a week.
Oh, that's not bad. So it's not every day or something like that.
Correct. And not to mention, we do an amazing detailed orientation before they start, with a lot of tips on the mentoring process. So you don't go into it blind saying, where do I start?
Right.
We have so many resources. We have our own books and games and activities that are all at that school that are part of our program, and we pull from there. So it's an amazing thing to watch. It's great to see every single day when I walk in there, I see these kids growing, learning, and running out of that classroom door to their volunteers, into their arms, so excited to see them. It's amazing.
I love it. Okay, we're talking with Lori Oswald, who's the development manager, and Christy Craig, executive director with Ready Kids FL, Pensacola. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple minutes right here on Pep Talk. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking to our friends with Ready Kids. And we had a question that came in about what is the age range of the children that you serve?
So the age range is actually pre-K students.
Oh, I was thinking elementary, but you're saying pre-K.
There is a great need for a program like this at that age. Mm-hmm. I think it often gets overlooked. I think pre-K is often like, oh, it's the fun time. Mm. Kindergarten's the real, when school really starts. But this is a really, really important year. And so we start, these children are coming in just turning 4. Some of them are 5 by the end of the year. But we start really early and start working on not just the literacy skills, but the hand-eye coordination and holding a pen or pencil correctly. And again, socializing. It's great to sit down. And when they're there for 45 minutes one-on-one with someone, they open up, they socialize, they talk. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's just as important as sitting down and reading a book.
It really is a critical age.
Absolutely.
Because if they get into school and they're behind before they even got started.
That's correct.
And so this helps alleviate a lot of that. Plus, the socialization, they're so nervous when they go to school in the beginning.
Right.
So this helps too.
Yes.
Is there around other kids as well, or just the mentor?
There is usually a group.
I see.
Each day. It's usually anywhere between 6 and 8, matches, I guess you could say, in a specialized area in the school. So we do have a private area.
Mm-hmm.
But they, you know, they all kind of scatter around and they get that one-on-one time the entire time.
Oh, my gosh. I want to go.
Yes. Well, if you do want to be a reading pal, now is a great time to experience our program. We'd love to have you join us. You can find us at readykidsfl.org and click on volunteer at the top of our webpage. It will tell you so much information about what our program entails, and it'll connect you to our program manager, Carrie, or our program coordinator, Daphne. They would be happy to chat with you, share more details, come out, attend a volunteer orientation, be greeted on site by a site coordinator, and have that support every single time you come in. And of course, get matched with the cutest little 4 or 5 year old. They give the best hugs.
Aww.
And you want to feel like a rock star, be a reading pal. These kids make you feel so special. And time and time again, our mentors tell us they think they get more out of it than the students do.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. Okay, and the other big event, I'm going to let you say that because it's such a great title.
Coming up on Saturday, March 28th is Read Across Pensacola Day Extravaganza.
Yes, that's March 28th. What's the time again?
10 to 1, downtown Pensacola at Museum Plaza.
Perfect. Okay, Christy Craig, thank you so much. Lori Oswald, thank you so much for being here and all that you're doing for our kids. What a great program. You can find them online at readykidsfl.org. And get ready. You better get those Hogfest tickets.
That's right.
It's going to be great. Thank you guys both for being here. This is Pep Talk. Remember, be kind to others, gentle with yourself, and always love now.